News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We are down.
We're live. You know where we are? We're in front of Dutch Brothers. And we encourage you to come down here while we're live. Every dollar from every cup of coffee sold is going to go...
A dollar from every cup of coffee and all tips.
Okay, I'm confused. A dollar from every cup of coffee sold.
Yes.
Okay.
Same thing. You probably said that.
I said that, but you know, we think in different terms. I come from the back, you come from the front. Whatever. So, anyway, at the funds, we're raising funds for Turtle Bay and a raising awareness of the fact that, you know, Turtle Bay is privately funded. So, with their special programs that they do and so on and so forth, we'll be giving you fact sheets, but we're out here. We're live. You know, it's been really fun to watch the morning come up. We've been here since it was dark. We got here like at 6. And so we're parked out in front. We'd love to have you come by. Give us a honk. Have a cup of coffee.
Give us a honk, but also give us a tip. Put a tip in the tip jar there, and all the tips today that are being donated to Turtle Bay. It's caffeinate for a cause for Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Now, I tell you what, let's start off with a Bad Bob. Are you there?
Yes, in fact, I am.
Okay, I know we always start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, but I don't know who it is because I'm not in the studio.
Well, if you had your chat window up, you could be told it was Josh Wiley on the line from Wells Fargo Advisors, and we'll check out what he's got going on Wall Street. Josh, take it away.
Good morning. The Dow is currently up 113 points at 15,385, while the Nasdaq's up 33 at 3,794, and the S&P 500's up 10 at 1,703. Oil's up 31 cents at $102.97 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.69%. Gold's down $4.40 at $1,331, while silver's down 6 cents at $21.83 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's up 2 dimes at $38.53, Home Depot's up 63 cents at $76.15, and Microsoft is up 40 cents at $32.90. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. I tell you what, if you want to find out what's going on in Wall Street and with the unease and unrest that's going on with what's happening in the Middle East and sometimes right on Wall Street, give our Wells Fargo Advisors a call. Stop by down there on Park Marina Drive. Okay. Weather today?
It's currently 53 degrees right now in the downtown studios. But we're live again, like we said. It's really wonderful to see the morning break and how many people come for coffee as part of a ritual. It's been fascinating to watch the staff at this Dutch Brothers. Now, come see us. We're on Industrial and Churn Creek. That's right where the grocery outlet is. That's the one we're at. We're tucked away in the parking lot here as we're live here. But what's fascinating again is to see, and we were here at 6 o'clock, to see everybody with smiles, laughing, carrying boxes, loads coming in, people in their trucks getting ready. It's like watching the city unfold. And that's fascinating to me. There is such a culture that I'm not sure, you know, we're really getting a close eye on how much, you know, texting and Facebooking and Twitter and coffee, the coffee industry. And Dutch Brothers is something that's really become a culture and a movement here. in the North State. And they have teamed, which is fascinating, with Turtle Bay. So today is called Caffeinate for a Cause, which is fantastic. So there's 30 people in the media. They call them celebrity baristas. But we're doing our live remote here, and that is going to be throughout the day, all day long at the different Dutch Brothers. So come by this morning and please come see us. We'd love to say hello and come have coffee for a cause.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and come back. We have some announcements to make. We've got a lot of things happening in the news. We've got, I believe, half of the Civil War reenactors are going to be sliding through here. And plus, we have a lot of people stopping by to talk about some things that are happening this weekend, and a huge amount of things happening this weekend. We're going to take a break. Call in the bot, KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
We're live.
Steve Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Yeah, wow. You know, well, are we out here and it's cold?
But it's beautiful. It's another gorgeous Redding day, and we are live from Dutch Brothers on Industrial Churn Creek. We'll be here till 9 o'clock this morning, and every dollar from your purchase of coffee will go towards Turtle Bay Exploration Park. You know, your listenership matters to us. We will, throughout our program today, talk about what's happening. But right now, let's go to a live caller with a huge concern everybody in the North State needs to look out for. Good morning, Lisa. So what? Tell us what's happening.
Yes, Linda. I'm going to hand the phone to my husband, Wayne, and he's going to tell you right now.
Yeah, hello, Linda. Good morning. Mike, this is Wayne Bearden. Basically, the situation being is my 77-year-old father disappeared or got disconnected from my sister on I-5 southbound near Dunsmuir on Monday night on I-5. And basically what has happened since then is he hasn't been seen since then. My sister actually got back on the freeway and went all the way to Dunedin, California, did not see my dad anywhere along the way, and we've heard nothing from him. He's not been heard from, seen since then. He's a description of him. He's a black male, 77 years old, approximately 5'8", you know, around 180 pounds. And he was driving a 1994 Chevy Cavalier with a California license plate, 3GMD434. And according to this thing that I'm looking at, he supposedly, they're saying that he has some kind of a heart problem, but he does not. He just has a little high blood pressure. and he also is walking on a cane because he had a hip replacement. And the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, the number they gave us to call for any updates or any findings is area code 530. The number is 245-6025. You know, and I definitely thank you for airing this thing for us. And
hey, what was that number again?
245-6025.
Okay, that's an update for your to report any sightings of your father.
So he's 77, black male with a cane, and you know what? I'm just wondering, has he experienced any kind of? I mean, he was disappearing on Monday. Folks, we need to look out. I mean, there could be some kind of, you know, a medical emergencies without his medication. That just is just eerie how he just disappeared. So we need to really focus on the fact that we're looking for this 77-year-old. What now? Tell us his name again.
His name is Alfred Alfonso Bearden.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. And like again, we'll all be on the lookout. We'll post it, and you know, we'll do everything that we can to make this discover him, find him.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, this is not a typical thing. This has never happened before. He did not. He did not
get
on a freeway. He did not become disoriented. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lisa Wayne. Our thoughts and prayers go out for you. Okay, gosh, you know, you go from that to, we've got, I tell you what we're gonna do is we're gonna take an early break. Bad Bob, we're gonna take an early break because we have, the sweepers going by and we have a surprise when we come back. I've only been this close to this next experience once in my life. And it is here at Dutch Bros, right next to the bargain out, next to the, you know, to the post office. You gotta come by and see this. We'll be right back after this because I may not be here, but here. So we'll be right back. We can't just hold on to each other's
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the State Finals Championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. Or charge Visa and MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Bruce Alexander here. I've been away for a while working on some of the big solar projects around the country, and it's time to get back to work in Northern California. I'd like to introduce BCA Engineering, a full-service civil engineering firm. We're here to help you with your project, whether you're a contractor, land developer, or landowner. We specialize in planning and permitting projects and have many years of experience working with the local cities and counties. Feel free to call BCA Engineering at 347-1022 and let us help streamline your project today.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Radio KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's like 52 degrees out here, and I'm here with Sharon Clay. And I, good morning, Sharon. Say good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Now, you know, Sharon is a little busy right now because she is right now is having a skunk paw her chest. And I'm not talking about just a bad guy.
A little,
she's getting a skunk massage. So tell us, and it is, it's a skunk. Tell us about your little skunk.
This is Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea is our newest animal at Turtle Bay. So, make sure you come down and see her and all the other animals down there. We're going around today saying hi and thank you to everybody, that is supporting us today with Caffeine for the Cause at Dutch Brothers around town.
That's right. We're at Dutch Brothers. Oh, here comes the bikes are coming in. You want to pet a skunk? Come on down here. You're going to be here for a little while, right?
Well, we're kind of stopping at all seven. So you got to like kind of run around and try to catch us and see
then
us.
You go from skunk to skunk. Now, my last experience with a skunk was when Elk Killer was in the backyard and, came face to face with a skunk about this size, maybe a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And of which, we all lost.
You all lost.
Except the skunk didn't care.
That's right.
This is absolutely...
we've had her since she was 8 weeks old. She was actually found nearly dead on someone's driveway in Shingletown.
Really? Uh-huh.
And they saved her. They thought she was dead. They went to actually... got a shovel out and went to throw her away and realized she was still alive, thank goodness. And right. They called a wildlife rehabilitation center, which is what you're supposed to do when you find an injured wild animal. And then they rehabbed her, and she was... emaciated, starving to death. She was dehydrated. She was only 4 weeks old. They couldn't figure out why. She got back healthy. As you can tell, she's certainly not starving now, Carl, for sure.
Oh, she is just, I tell you what, if you've never petted a skunk before, and I've never petted a skunk.
I don't think most people have touched
just,
one.
Her fur is soft, and she's just...
Well, when they nursed her back to health, she had this weird off balance thing. So she doesn't have good balance. So that's why she got left behind and she can't go back out in the wild.
Okay.
So all of our animals at Turtle Bay are non-releasable.
Obviously, it's not just that she's friendly to us, but she's probably been
We have de-scented
her.
And
okay.
You know, we didn't really have to de-scent her. The skunks only spray if they're scared to death. So that's the only time.
Well, you know what? I don't know why she should be scared to death, as I am scared to death usually if I see the skunk.
That's what most people say. You know, skunks have a great reputation for that, in that sense that everyone and everything just about really respects the black and white stripe.
I think so. You know, and here's the other thing too.
Keeps them safe.
In a silhouette, because I've shined a flashlight out there, the silhouette of a skunk's head is unlike anything else you've ever seen.
There you go. It's that white, little white stripe going
down
the
face. Well, it's just a silhouette of the face, you know, the way that the face and the head looks. So, but this is just an adorable. Now, how many animals do you have out there?
Oh my gosh, we have about, not counting our entire flock of lorikeets, which is 35 birds.
One of my favorite exhibits. I could sit in there probably for an hour, 2 hours at a time.
Isn't it so much fun? And then the aquarium, which is like another 50 fish. So then if you add all, and then those, so those separated everything else, we have about 50 or so animals at Turtle Bay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? This is one of the reasons, my friends, come on down to Dutch Brothers today, Dutch Bros, and when you get your coffee, $1 of everything that's bought, goes to Turtle Bay, is donated from Dutch Bros, and also any tips that come in. So fill up our tip jar, fill up everybody's tip jar, because it all goes to Turtle Bay to help support these types of events, the animals, the great exhibits there. I can't say enough about it. And
thank you.
Great place. And you know what? You know, Sharon, you, every time you come around, you have something great. I mean, you brought in porcupines before.
Yes.
We have the only sound of a porcupine eating,
chewing.
And it is it's on our archives, and it's probably, we should donate it to the Smithsonian.
There you go. That's really fun.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here.
Oh yeah. And what's Sweet Pea's name here?
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea. Oh.
Sweet Pea. That was
it.
Her nickname. That's her name. So we wanted to name her after a pretty smelling flower, and we thought Sweet Pea was a fitting one for her.
I think so.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sweet Pea. Thanks, here.
Thanks for everyone supporting us at Turtle Bay.
Come on down to Dutch Bros. Okay. All right. We've got a few other things here.
If you could only see the looks of people when they come by and they see the skunk.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now, how would you like this? We've got about, we got about 4 minutes here. How would you like to be, with great fanfare? We talked about the Shasta's Most Wanted, you know, and they put in the photos of the most wanted here in the paper, on the news, everywhere. How would you like to find out that, gosh,
your picture was
there, but you're not really wanted except by the people that love you.
It's just a major faux pas. Things happen, but oh my gosh, that's pretty drastic and hardcore.
Well, but you need to, you know, but you also need to know is that the young man that was in it, his girlfriend saw the picture. She goes, "Hey, wait a minute, that's
honey, that looks like you. That's not you. Oh my God. Liar."
Yeah. So get out of my house. Well, it turns out is that in trying to do a great job, and this is what they try to do. Yeah. Of course, what they try to do. Rob Pelletti is just a great police chief, and we're very proud of our police department, but they're trying to get the most up to date, photos of everybody. Well, it turns out that, when they were looking for photos, they pulled up, Dakota Allen Paul Anderson. And this photo came from his driver's license, but it's not him. And so what they've done is they're going to go back, of course, and recheck it. They pulled it off. They've apologized, and they want to make sure you get the right face with the right name. But we just thought if you see the young man around that, he may be 6 feet tall, but he's not 200 pounds. He's about 125 pounds soaking wet. Anyway, the apologies have been made. I think everybody needs to know it's the retractions in the paper, and I'm sure on the news. So, okay. Today we've got a lot of people here that are coming through.
Oh, we thank you for coming. We've got people visiting us, and also the Civil War actors are here.
Yeah, we'll be getting to them right after the 7:30 break. But you know, something else, a few other things that happened. Governor Brown signed the minimum wage is going to go up in 2 years to $10. Which a lot of people say, you know, okay, you know, you can bring the minimum wage up, but the huge impact that's going to have on business. Already, if you remember, my friends, and we've got a list of this, we'll probably put it up there so you can get to it on the website, is how many jobs have been cut back or eliminated because of Obamacare. I mean, there are jobs that were 32 hours, they've all been cut back to under 30 hours. There's just a list throughout the United States that is unbelievable. But anyway, come on down to Dutch Bros right here at the grocery outlet. Linda and I are here. We've got the Sweet Pea, the Skunk. We have veterans.
Around.
We have reenactors from the Civil War battle that's going to be here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits last week fell to a near six-year low. The Labor Department says claims came in at 305,000. The estimate was for 325,000. And this time around, all states did report their claims on time. You might remember 3 weeks ago, computer issues in California and Nevada prevented those two states from reporting on time. That backlog has now been cleared. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy grew at a 2.5% annual rate in the second quarter. That's according to the Commerce Department, which says its final look at economic growth in the spring was unchanged from last month's estimate. Economists were expecting 2.6%. And eBay is acquiring global payments platform Braintree for $800 million in cash. The deal removes one of PayPal's major competitors. eBay says Braintree will join its PayPal business unit, but will continue to operate separately. The acquisition could help PayPal grow its mobile payment capabilities. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you're a CEO, chances are your HR department is looking for a new HR and payroll solution to manage your company's needs. Just turn to Paycom and you'll reduce your company's exposure and save time and money. It's pain-free and easy. Call 855-94-PAYCOM to get a free cost comparison versus your current HR and payroll provider. 855-94-PAYCOM or online at paycom.com and use the code RESULTS to receive 7 tips to consider when switching HR and payroll companies. Paycom. Raising the bar on payroll in HR.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowny Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Cone, Paul Brooks Clarence Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowny Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:35 in the morning, about 51 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be a great day. We're down at Dutch Bros right here at Grocery Outlet, and we are raising money for the Turtle Bay Foundation. It's called Caffeinate for a Cause, and we're going to be here till 9 o'clock on remote. And come on down, say hello, drop tips off. A dollar of everything goes to Turtle Bay of each purchase, plus all tips. So fill up those tip jars. And we're here, we're gonna be here, like I said, to 7 to 9. It's a great, great cause. Come on down, say hello. Right now we're in the midst of, we've had skunks here this morning, pet skunks from Turtle Bay, Sweet Pea. And then, you know, we've had bikers coming by, and now I am surrounded literally by the cream of the Confederacy, the elite, the warriors from the South. Right here. And, I'm here with Pappy. Good morning, Pappy.
Good morning.
Get in close here.
We have a big Civil War reenactment coming up this weekend on the 28th, 29th at Hawes Ranch. And for those of you that don't know, Hawes Ranch was established 150 years ago in 1863. So we have a lot of history in our own area.
You know what, this is, like you said, this is going to be the biggest reenactment around here. We've got, over 300 people involved in this, right?
Yes, we've got there's either going to be 12 or 14 cannons, 20 horses, horse-drawn artillery, Gatling guns.
You're going to be busy out there. Are we going to see charges across the open fields?
We'll see battles running from one side of the field to the other.
Cavalry charges?
Yeah, there'll be both Union and Confederate cavalry out there. We're going to actually be able to do the Sunken Road, and that's the Battle of 1862 done at Antietam, which is a true history.
Okay, Antietam, was that the same as Shiloh?
No.
Okay, there was two different names for that one too. Okay, so the Battle of Antietam was a bloody battle then.
Very, very deadly. It was one of the deadliest battles in the Civil War. Numbers were huge. And actually, we walked on the bodies on the Sunken Road. So
you could walk across the road without touching the ground, just on the bodies there. Well, hopefully, we'll have no more of those. No matter how much rancor there seems to be in our country right now, I don't see us launching a full-scale attack against each other. But okay, now this starts tomorrow. Starts Saturday, and it's going to start at 9 a.m. when the camps, because you're going to be camping out there.
We're camped out there right now. And we're doing a student day today, and tomorrow will be student day, just for students, no battles. Two battles on Saturday, two battles on Sunday. Come out and learn history. We don't say which side's right or wrong. It's for you to study and find out why.
It's living history. You can see how they lived back then, how the soldiers lived back then, and of course women are involved there, that followed the armies, that helped and did a lot of the necessary, care for the soldiers.
We have civilians out there. We also, you'll find out that we have several women who battle on the battlefield. Over 4,000 women fought in the front lines.
You know, people don't really realize that, but that was not really that unusual. I mean, when you had that many, because many women became famous after the war, that they found out that they'd been fighting as men through there.
Oh, yes. One lady actually got the Congressional Medal of Honor, Mary Edwards Walker, who was a Union nurse. But you can go through all this. The women had it harder than the men, because if they found out they were women, they would kick them out. And one lady actually was captured 7 times, released 6 times, and they finally put her in prison till the end of the war.
Well, you know, they felt like having to fight here.
Haven Humane just went by. I'm glad to see Haven Humane comes through here. Okay, so it starts Saturday at 9 o'clock. The camps are open. There's going to be your first big battle. It's going to be at 12 noon.
12 o'clock noon and then 3 o'clock and 11 and 2 on Sunday. Come out, enjoy it. Saturday night, there's a big barbecue, an 1860s dance. There'll be all kinds of things going on out there.
And then on Sunday, it starts again at 9 o'clock at Cancer Open. And then the first battle begins at 11 a.m. You've got two battles a day. And then, again, we're talking about charges. We're talking about firing in volleys, cavalry charging, cannons going off, Gatling guns.
Yes, and we'll see all of that. And one of the things that come out, bring your children out so that they can learn history. And talk to the reenactors. We're all basic hams, but we do study history, and we try to pass it on.
Well, I tell you what, you look so authentic. If you know what, I hope people, if you come by here in the next few minutes, you're going to be able to see Pappy, whose real name is Don Walton.
Yes.
And your companion here.
That's my wife.
Your companion, your beautiful wife, who is wearing, I don't want to say it what you can hear, but she was wearing a union uniform yesterday.
She was a traitor yesterday.
Okay, she back in the fold?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Anyway, so you come on down and see this, and then on Saturday out to Hawes Farms, you can go out there early, take the kids out, learn, you know, see history come alive out there, and then meet these people, who this is part of your life. You've been doing this for how long, Pappy?
27 years.
27 years. I mean, okay, tell the truth. Is there any a time when you're charging and you're facing Billy Yank that you really just want to do a butt stroke?
You see, it's called seeing the elephant, and there are times when it becomes real in a lot of aspects. I'm an old veteran. I did 6 tours in Vietnam, so some of it comes alive.
I was going to imagine it does. So anyway, but thank you so much for this, Pappy. And I, you know what? It looks like a great time. And oh, by the way, you said that we're on our way to having the largest reenactment on the whole West Coast is up here.
Within the next 2 years, we will have the largest reenactment on the West Coast. Something else to add, all veterans come in free of charge. We have some special ceremonies for them.
All veterans free of charge. Okay, Pappy, thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for what you do, and this is going to be great. Hawes Farms, my friend, head on out there Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock with the Capitol. It's living history. Watch the battles. Have a great time. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's at 7:43 in the morning.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Reading Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Stick KCNR 1460. You know what? We're live here. Can you hear me? Well, we're, this is interesting. It's so great to have people come by and say hello this morning as we are live, out in front of Dutch Brothers. Well, I'll tell you what, I said earlier that it's really interesting to watch the coffee culture. How many people drive through on their way to work, and it's great to come, the staff. I mean, the folks that work at, Dutch Brothers are, you know, they're a breed amongst themselves. They are happy, considerate, start your day. You can see we've been here since 6 o'clock this morning. We watched, so many trucks on their way to work. You know, these are the people that, you know, go out there. You can tell that there's, construction workers and road workers, county workers. And then people now, it's around the time that people are driving through with their kids on the way to school. And it's really a happening place. You know, it is the hashtag Twitter, Facebook culture that we are, part of in this day. It is our society, and coffee and Dutch Brothers is really, tuned into this. So they generously, Dutch Brothers has come, in along with Turtle Bay, in order to raise awareness and to raise funds today. So every dollar of what you spend today on coffee will go towards Turtle Bay. And you know, you ask yourself, you know, Turtle Bay, there's about 130,000 people a year that visit Turtle Bay. They have over 14,000 children that go through field trips. We have it's American Arts in 2008 conducted that Turtle Bay generates 9.6 million a year in tourism. You might think, is it funded, by the city or McConnell? Well, Turtle Bay is a private nonprofit, and, the city no longer provides general operating support to Turtle Bay. So it really is the private, funds that go into helping these educational programs. And I don't know if you, like I know myself that when I grew up in Sacramento, I can remember my field trips towards museums and so many other things. With me this morning, and I can hardly see in the light. Good morning.
Hi there. Hi. Megan from Turtle Bay.
Megan, yes. Okay, so tell us, as I'm sitting here going through the fact sheet, what does today represent for our citizens here in the North State?
Well, we're just very pleased that Dutch Bros and all of the celebrities such as you guys have come out to support Turtle Bay. It takes a lot of effort throughout the year to raise enough money to keep the park operating because it's just expensive. Things like cleaning the aquarium, subsidizing field trips, keeping the gardens watered, and all those things kind of add up. So it's really, really wonderful to see so much community support out this morning.
And what's a city without a museum? It's really the heart, like, it's the heart of a cultural, movement, but it's, also not just cultural, it's an educational form. And I know throughout the year you have so many children's programs, scholarship programs for, families that perhaps can't afford to belong to a museum. And it's more than when you think of, sometimes the museum conjures up, oh, fancy artwork. Well, no, this is like a hands-on interactive museum, correct?
Exactly. And we're so lucky that the founders of Turtle Bay were really, quite forward-thinking when they developed the museum and the forest camp, and it's very interactive and accessible. We also see Turtle Bay not only as a cultural and educational institution, but it's also a great economic generator for our area, because we get a lot of people that come from out of town to see Turtle Bay and walk the bridge, and they come and support our local businesses while they're here visiting.
Well, this is fantastic. Now, I know some people may be, you know, with the morning drive, you have people who get in and out. They have their kids on their way to school, or they're in and out of the shower on their way to work, and they listen to morning talk because they want to get a little news, a little information. And, you know, we are a community-driven radio. We think about that. So how do you change people's opinion to think that Turtle Bay and belonging to Turtle Bay is it a luxury, or is it, how do we change people's perception about that?
That's a great question, and it's a question that we ask ourselves, too, at Turtle Bay. We really, truly hope that it's accessible for people, especially the family membership. We always try to encourage locals to become family members. It's $80 for a year, and that works out to about $7 a month, which we think is a really great deal for the whole family. So when, you know, we obviously hear things like, gosh, it's expensive, and we always try and encourage people to join that membership so they can come all year long and not have to worry so much about the one-time price.
Well, and when we say, we call it a museum, it's Exploration Park. So describe to our listeners, what does that mean, Exploration Park?
Exploration Park, it's a mouthful, but it definitely describes the nature of our park, which is highly interactive, kind of fun and accessible learning. And we actually have 5 different disciplines that we support at Turtle Bay. So there is art, but there's also horticulture, natural science, history, and forestry. So there's a range of different topics that if people are interested in learning about, they can come to Turtle Bay. And we try and make the topics things that are really useful to people in their daily lives. So, for example, in the gardens, we have different classes throughout the year where people can learn about how to make their own gardens water-wise and save themselves some money while they're at it.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We've had the skunk. We've had, which is sweet pea. We've had the Civil War enactors, and then of course Megan, giving us information about, Turtle Bay. And of course, every dollar that you spend today at any of the Dutch Brothers across, the North State, how many are there?
There are 7 that are here in the Reading area.
7. So we, $1 mm-hmm. per cup of coffee, that everything that you like say you get, you drive through and you get 5 for work. That's $5 per cup, $1 per cup that's going towards, our fundraiser today. We really believe in raising awareness and partnering as well. And so we do a shout out always, and we're live here. So please come see us. You know, the cars are lined up. Everybody's on their way to work. You see kids in the back of the car. We're right by the grocery outlet on Industrial and Churn Creek. Megan, do you have any closing thoughts? We got to take a break.
No, just thank you so much to Carl and Linda for being here today, and to Dutch Bros for having this great partnership with us. Thank you.
And we're going to take a break. We've got Mark Story, who's here. He just drove up, and he's got his Haven Humane Way. I've been talking about a few things here. Megan, thanks so much. We're going to take a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460. We're live.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
So welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460. Hey, this is your talk radio station, my friends. And we're at Dutch Bros right here at the grocery outlet. Linda's dancing out here in front. We're here for Turtle Bay, and come on by, buy coffee, buy their cafe, buy the lattes, all that, because a dollar of every cup goes to the Turtle Bay Foundation, plus all tips today. So leave tips. We've got a big tip jar there, but it's not exactly right there in the, where you can see it when you drive by. So you have to, just wave at Linda and she'll run over and take your money. So we'll do that too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, of course. Our friends there, they've got a great in-store deli. They have a huge selection of natural foods. And the largest, selection of supplements too. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Joe and Vicky and the gang down there are just great. And now they're teaching classes and they're, on health and nutrition, on how to eat natural foods and all that. All this at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141. Now, the, you know, we were talking about the reenactors there at Hawes Farms. One of the other things I neglected to mention is that everything is open there, not just the reenactment. They also have the corn maze, the pumpkin patch, the express railroad, zip line, cow tipping. Well, talking about cow tipping, my next guest here, of course, is Mark Story. And now, from Haven Humane, what exactly is your stance there on cow tipping?
We don't condone that.
You don't condone cow tipping?
No, definitely not.
Are you sure? Okay, cow tipping. What exactly is cow? Is that, where are you from?
I'm from Fresno, actually. We didn't do a bunch of cow tipping in Fresno.
You know what? Being Fresno, I thought that's the only thing you could do was cow tipping.
No. No, I didn't do a lot of that.
Didn't do a lot of cow tipping?
No, not so much.
Now, you know, from what I understand, cow tipping is what you wait at night in an empty field or where there's a cow there till the cow goes to sleep and you run over and you try to.
Yeah, it's a great scene in Tommy Boy on there.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? You know, if you go back to Wild Hogs, though, there's something better. You think you're good at cow tipping, you ought to go and do a bull slapping. You know, you run up there and you slap the bull and try and get out of the pen. Okay. You're just on yesterday, but you came through here to support Turtle Bay.
Yeah, Turtle Bay is an amazing member of our community. They help out so many people and they educate the youth about everything, not just animals. And the exhibits they have are phenomenal. Our Camp Love a Pet, we were lucky enough in August, we went through with the whole camp. They got to go to the animal show. They went to the Math Madness exhibit. And it was one of the highlights of the camp. So I'm a big supporter. I think that Turtle Bay is just fantastic for the community.
You know, I think it's another one of those areas in our community that plays a lot in the growth of our community and gives the ambiance of Reading that with the Turtle Bay Bridge. I mean, people rail about it, but hey, my friends, it's there. Yeah, it's here. So there's so many things that kids can do at Turtle Bay, and they have some just outstanding exhibits. I mean, you fishermen, they had a fly fishing exhibition there, and which was just outstanding. You know, put on by the fly shop and also Five Star Bank. I mean, I can't say enough about that.
Yeah, they've got some great exhibits. They've got a dog exhibit coming up next year, which we're pretty excited about, and we're going to be a part great. Of that as well.
Oh, super. Okay.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about the we've got just a quick 30 seconds. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event that we're going to be doing with you, Mark, that we think is really important, October 5th. And, you know, we need to share with our listeners that being the director of Haven Humane, you have so many untold hours that you spend, working on cases that people don't even know about, untold hours. And so we just want to do a shout out and appreciate who you are. So let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about an event that you're doing October 5th.
Okay.
We're going to be taking a break for the news. We'll be back with Mark Turner. We'll be back with a lot of other people. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Listen, the American people don't want the president's health care bill, and they don't want the government to shut down.
But House Speaker John Boehner moments ago refusing to say what the House might do next if the Senate removes the effort to defund Obamacare from a temporary spending bill. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live in D.C.
And on the Senate floor.
So this law is a mess.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
It needs to go.
Again, making the GOP case for killing the Affordable Care Act and starting over.
The Tea Party is still insisting on a shutdown. Hard to comprehend, but it's true.
Democratic leader Harry Reid says they could finish all work on the continuing resolution today if Republicans cooperate, but the more likely timetable is final Senate passage tomorrow. Then it's up to House Republicans to pass it or once again amend it. But either way, the deadline for passing some sort of funding bill remains Monday night at midnight, Lisa.
Rich, the president's just taken the stage at a community college in Maryland.
The healthcare system was not working.
To talk about Obamacare's new healthcare exchanges. As experts from around the world search the site of the Kenya mall attack, an international arrest warrant has just been issued at Kenya's request for a British woman. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Lisa, the global police agency Interpol has put out an arrest notice for this British woman, who is the widow of a suicide bomber who attacked London in 2005. Samantha Luthwaite left the UK after that attack and has been on Kenya's radar for a number of years. The notice says she's wanted on charges dating back to 2011. It makes no mention of this weekend's deadly siege on that mall in Nairobi. Lisa.
Simon, thanks. Iran's new president makes another UN speech with an anti-nuclear tone. However, he also raised the memory of U.S. atomic bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima and called out Israel, saying they should join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Before you hire someone to paint your house, you shop around to see who does good work and compare costs. But it doesn't usually work that way with healthcare. With United Healthcare, they have an easy-to-use tool that helps you get information on quality-rated doctors, treatment options, and estimates for how much you'll pay, so you can make better care decisions. You don't want guesswork, especially when it comes to your health. Innovations that work for you. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
That speech by Iran's new president comes just hours before a meeting later today between Iran's foreign minister and Security Council counterparts, including Secretary of State John Kerry, the highest level meeting in decades with Iran. The Postal Service isn't just seeking an emergency rate hike to get a handle on its soaring debt.
We are seeking additional authority under the law to control our health care costs. We want to negotiate better and more cost-efficient health care coverage for our employees and retirees and ensure better integration with Medicare.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe before a Senate panel right now, a day after the request for a 3-cent hike in first-class mail. He's urging quick approval of that by the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission. The deadly crash of a small plane in a suburban Chicago parking lot.
The pilot of a single-engine plane was trying to land at a small airport in Bolingbrook, Illinois, when the aircraft crashed into a light pole and some cars parked near a bank. One witness says,
I wasn't sure what he was trying to do because he was awful low coming in, and he just lost control. It was something out of a nightmare.
The man believed to be the pilot was on fire. People tried to put out the flames as he reportedly screamed for help to get his wife out of the plane. She was dead. The FAA says the two took off from the Georgetown Scott County Airport in Kentucky. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
And there's late word that a second person has died in that crash. More children than ever got vaccinated against the flu last year. Health officials are urging families to do even better this time around. A severe flu strain swept the country last winter, sparking a scramble for last-minute vaccinations. There's no way to predict if this year will be as bad, but protection does require a yearly vaccine, either a shot or nasal spray. Wall Street had been rallying over the latest economic reports. Right now, the Dow's up 18 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. It is a Thursday, the 26th of September, and it's 8:06 in the morning, and welcome back. We're on remote right now at Dutch Bros. We're helping to raise money for Turtle Bay. A dollar from every cup of coffee or tea or anything here, of everyone goes to, the Turtle Bay. It's called Caffeinate for a Cause, and all tips, the people from Turtle Bay, all the baristas here are donating their tips as we are. We have a big bucket out here that you can fill up with checks or money or coins, anything you have there. But we want to start off today as we do with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have pulled back from early morning highs. Currently, the Dow's up 17 points at 15,291, while the Nasdaq's up 12 at 3,773, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,694. Oil's up 30 cents at $102.96 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.68%. Gold's down $10.60 this morning at $1,325, while silver's down 16 cents at $21.73 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's down a penny at $28.47, Walmart's down 18 cents at $74.47, and J.P. Morgan's up a nickel at $51.75. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on at 710, 810, and 905 every morning. Their phone number there is 243-7561. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on in Wall Street. There's a lot of unrest. You need people to know what they're doing. Josh Wiley, and Kathy, and Chris, and Steve, and Susan, they give them a call there, again, at 243-7561, or stop by their offices at, on Park Marina Drive. You know what? Are you okay? You're just running around here and doing everything.
I have energy today. Well, I have energy today.
Did you sleep okay?
I slept soundly, actually. And, you know, I want to share with people that, you know, after being, well, I ran track and I danced and I did a lot of things that were very athletic, in my youth. And so, I had back problems as, you know, I was dropped in a major, lift. in a dance project that I was doing once. And so I had really bad, severe back injury at one time. So now, later on in life, you know, my sleep is so important and feel like I've got my posture. And so now that we are on our sleep number bed, I keep going fluctuate, but here I am. I'm stuck on a 45 now and loving my 45 because it started at 55. So the sleep number puts me in a deep sleep. And I went in the store the other day just to say hello and tell them, you know what? I'm so appreciative of the fact that this is helping to really change my life and my sleep, the deep part of sleep. We don't realize how important that is for our health and well-being.
Well, you know, they also have the new dual tempt layer that you can put on, you know, the mattress, of course, our sleep number mattress. And it changes, you know, like you have each side can have your own number, your sleep number. You can also have your own temperature on either side too. This is just a great, great, part of what Sleep Number offers, this dual temp layer. And it's for, it has active air technology in it, which head to toe, evenly cools or heats you, and you can only get them at Sleep Number, where queen-size mattresses are starting at $699. So head on down to Sleep Number, and they're going to help you down there. And it's located in the Target Shopping Center, and it's over there behind McDonald's next to the Vitamin Shop and the Blimpies there and all this. But go in there. It's like walking into the future, and if you want to sleep, have that opportunity to sleep, have an American-made bed that has a great guarantee, a lifetime guarantee. We have Trish Clark, who's had hers for over 20 years. We have other people that have the Sleep Number beds that we just really stand behind here. So Sleep Number at your Sleep Number store. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot of things that are going on, and we'll be back in just a second. Carl,
we're live on location.
KCNR. Come on down to the grocery outlet, to the Dutch Bros. We are down here now, and we're taking tips.
Look for the red truck.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. We're down at Dutch Bros at the grocery outlet. We're raising money for a great cause. It's called Caffeinate for a Cause, and it is for donations to Turtle Bay. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. What can I say? We're going to be out there at Holiday Harbor this weekend on a patio boat, on a little party boat there with my in-laws, because they love to party. You can, you know, there's still, the weather is just outstanding, and it is an opportunity to go on out on the lake, and it's just, you know, they've got something for everybody. You know, let, you know, extend your summer, extend your vacation time by heading out to Holiday Harbor. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out their website, lakeshasta.com. You can't go wrong. I'd like to make another quick announcement from this morning. A friend of ours called in. There's a missing person alert, a missing man alert. Alfred Bearden was last seen driving south on Interstate 5 about 50 miles north of Reading. His description is he a black male, 5'8", 150 pounds, is bald. He was driving a blue 1994 Chevrolet Cavalier with California license plate, 3GMD434. Call the Shasta County Sheriff's Office at 530-245-6025 if you have any information on this.
All right. Again, we are live here. It's been really fun. I mean, there's been all kinds of, you know, the cars. Again, we were talking about the coffee culture. And, Dutch Brothers has really found this niche. We've, been here since 6 o'clock this morning. And again, it was really fun to watch, you know, that it's dark outside. The streets are still, and that they're, you know, boxes are being delivered, and the employees here, they have some kind of really magic going on within the Dutch Brothers culture.
Does it seem like they know almost everybody that comes through here?
Yes.
And they're calling each other by name.
Yes,
and they're
regular customers.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I think that I watch people that kind of get their morning fix. They get up. This is how they start their day. They love it. And a guy, there's three people in this particular where we are this morning. Again, we are live here. You look for the red truck. We're doing our show live from, it's Industrial and Churn Creek. So, you'll look for the grocery outlet and we're right there. But no, it's like every person has like a little bit of a conversation, and we're probably 5-6 cars deep, and every cup of coffee that is sold today, a dollar from those proceeds is going to go towards Turtle Bay. And you're probably wondering,
and
like,
all of the tips.
And all of the tips. And so our tip jar is kind of out in the front, so we want you to come by and put money in the tip jar. That's going to go towards Turtle Bay. But did you know it takes about $1 million in donations, events, and memberships each year to support the educational and entertaining work at Turtle Bay? And did you know that Turtle Bay is a private nonprofit? So the city of Reading used to provide a general operating subsidy, but no longer. So, of course, the McConnell Foundation is one of the many donors, but it's our dollars as citizens that we decide to do fundraisers for that help keep the Exploration Park and these wonderful educational programs for children. It's a great place to come when people visit about with a pride of, is this the coolest thing that we've got going on here in the city? And so that's what we're doing. That's why we're here today. We're part of all of the Dutch Brothers. There's a lot of you know, news and media and other people. You've got, you know, the heads of Shasta and Mercy, and they're doing a, you know, but we want you to come here and support us and support.
I'll get it for you.
Somebody wants to know where our tip bucket is. I'm just going to go take it over.
Okay. You do that.
You take a break here in a minute.
So, you know, we have a few things that we're going to talk to you, politically, but let's talk about some of the events that's happening this weekend. Oh, by the way, tonight. Oh, this guy in the front seat with his car looked like, I thought for a minute it was a person. He's got a dog in the front and the back. Tonight is On the Spot with Linda Bott is Jerry Schroeder. Jerry Schroeder is going to host the show. I'm singing tonight for a Chamber of Commerce event that is called the Political Action Committee. And my friend Barbara Harrison said, you know, gee, can you do this? So I've got my favorite trio, Pat Karch, Dan Kinkle, and Bruce Kalin, and we're just going to be in the backyard. They're going to be raising funds for that as well tonight for the Political Action Committee. And right now, that's not like they've thrown their hat behind any specific candidate, but there are certain things that we, like a bill or some things that they that's what the money goes towards, is being able to, you know, raise awareness when it comes to certain things and through the city or through the state that needs to be passed or be acknowledged or be recognized. And that takes funds. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Meanwhile, Jerry's going to sit in on my show, and she's going to be talking a lot about One Safe Place. And, you know, that's that's the shelter and what's happening and why we need it, where we're going, statistics, and what's happening. So she'll be discussing that tonight with some special guests at 6 p.m. And I'm ever so grateful that she'll be sitting in. Carl's back. So what happened? You had somebody drive with us.
Somebody was listening.
Cars here.
Yeah, somebody was listening. They went by, and we really appreciate this. And coming by and leaving a nice large donation to Turtle Bay. We appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Another of our veterans coming by.
Listener today that came by on his motorcycle. We love him. He's in our chat pack regularly, and you know who you are. Thank you for coming by.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and has Obama taken the next step to take your weapons away from you by signing a treaty? A treaty that's going to be enforced by who? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family,
friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. It's a beautiful morning out here around Dutch Bros. Come on down and say hello. We're here at the Grocery Outlet One, and we're raising money, of course, for Turtle Bay. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin Graff and his people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It, you know, you're saying it's, gosh, maybe the hot weather's gone. Well, maybe it is, but now we're getting ready to have cold weather. Perfect time to get your heating systems checked. So give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I can't say enough about Martin Alliance Heating and Air and the people and the work they do. You know, when we left, we talked about another, is this another, another run at your Second Amendment? It appears that John Kerry, Obama's Secretary of State, has signed a UN treaty, the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty, which sets standards for cross-border sales of everything from small arms to attack helicopters, with the goal of making sure they don't end up in the hands of criminals, human rights abusers, and terrorists. Obviously, it has nothing to do with our own ATF, who, if you remember Fast and Furious, gave plenty of weapons to the bad guys, and walked, has become walking them across. Maybe So anyway, it's still gotta be ratified by the Senate. Now the problem, you know, the Senate's not gonna do that. But the problem is that this treaty's been signed. So it's gonna be kind of like standing there. So it may be one day, you know, in a moment of madness, it could be ratified. Now what impact can it have? Well, you can say, well, that, you know, they said it's not gonna touch our domestic weapons. It's not true. It can do that. They can be anything they want once they sign it. This treaty has not been signed by anyone until Obama has come here. And again, this craziness about seizing weapons from, you know, honest, law-abiding people. All they've got to do is, oh, we just got to keep the weapons out of these criminals' hands. Well, my friends, they're not doing a good job. If a no-gun policy works, then Chicago should look like Mayberry instead of Thunderdome. And it doesn't. So it's gotta be, is you've got to take the criminals and take them off the streets. People with mental problems should not have guns. Nobody ever said they should. The one from the Navy Yard has had a, you know, was hearing voices and has been talking about it. But he didn't have he never had an assault weapon. He had a shotgun. Is it shotguns too that should be taken off the streets? You know, the hunting. Everybody's, oh no, everybody should be able to keep their shotguns. Well, he used a shotgun. He used a hunting shotgun for this and for this attack. So the question is the keeping people with a mental problem off. And this guy already had passed secret clearances a couple of times. So maybe we need to check on that. But going back to the treaty, this is, you know, it's never been signed. The Russians didn't sign it, by the way. Chinese didn't sign it. So it's kind of, you know, that kind of thing is, oh, we're going to sign it. But we're also, does that mean that the other countries in the world are going to go buy this? You know, they're talking, you know, he says, Kerry says, we're talking about kind of export controls that for decades have not diminished our one iota, our ability of the United States as Americans to exercise our rights under the Constitution. Well, you know, the question is how many other things has the Obama administration done? Look at NSA, you know, look at the, you know, the wiretaps, look at IRS, look at all the other things they've done that are attacks on our rights. That have come from this administration. You know, and the other thing too is that when you say, okay, we're not going to provide weapons to terrorists. Well, right now we're providing weapons to the Syrian rebels who are linked to Al Qaeda. They aren't a terrorist group. They're not people that, are using these weapons and, against innocent people. Well, yet, well, wait a minute. Those are the rebels. They're against Assad. Well, frankly, they're against Assad, but they're absolutely still terrorists. Are we giving weapons to them? Are we so concerned about keeping the weapons away from Linda here, you know, through the national and the state, you know,
laws they're trying to pass, which, by the way, is still not passed. We still need to keep calling the governor. We still need to talk to him. Tom Bosinko was in California, was up in Sacramento yesterday with the sheriffs saying, don't sign these bills. Veto these bills. Because we cannot, first of all, we can't even enforce them. And two, it puts onerous regulations on law-abiding citizens. So a big shout out to Sheriff Bosinko and the other sheriffs that went up there that were actually said, you can't do this. Veto this legislation. It is not good for Californians. It's not good for Americans. And it sure as hell is not good for the North State. Well.
Well, you know what?
Your turn.
Well, I just want to say, please come out. We have about 30 minutes left while we're live here. And, we've had, smiling faces. Anyway, you know, we are in song. And I kind of want to wonder, you know, the Dutch Brothers staff, what do they do to get amped up? Because we've been here since 6 a.m. and they are nonstop with people coming through having their morning cup of joe. With the, you know, the wonderful Dutch Brothers coffee and a dollar of every particular, cup, every single, cup of coffee, this morning. And all day today, they're dedicating $1 to Turtle Bay. So we've been seeing all kinds of wonderful faces. You know, this is the, I think a lot of the people are going to taking their kids to school and it's the workforce. I'm looking at variations of people that are coming by, and this is a very ritualistic, and it's really wonderful for us to partake in this. And see, that's positive energy. You know, a lot of times we see a lot of negative energy with, you know, funky news items and, you know, bad stuff. And, you know, we are very involved throughout the community, and we hear things that are, you know, wow, we need to really fix that and change that. Well, this is something that's very positive and uplifting, and we so much appreciate you coming by today, because we want to make sure that our community thrives, that we have good roads, wonderful places for people to see. Again, the Diesel Horse Bridge. We went to the state of Reading luncheon, and it was really, really great positive energy of where we're going. So we as a body of people make a difference, and that's what we're doing today. We're so happy that you're with us here. We're going to take a quick break before the news. Stay with us. It's Carla Linda Bott, and you're listening to KCNR 1460 on your AM dial.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. More violence from the group claiming responsibility for the Kenya mall attack.
The Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab struck again, this time on the Kenya-Somalia border. Militants attacked a security post, killing two police officers.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither. Interpol has issued an arrest notice for British terror widow Samantha Luthwaite at Kenya's request. House Speaker John Boehner speaking out as the fight over the budget and President's health care plan play out on Capitol Hill.
The American people don't want the president's health care bill, and they don't want the government to shut down. Our Republicans are listening. We passed a bill last week that would do just what the American people have asked. It's time for the Senate to listen and pass the bill that we sent over there.
Senate Democrats say they're standing firm and that the Affordable Care Act will remain the law of the land. Fox News, we report, you decide.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty, and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. This October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowdy Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Top Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Top Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores, Bud's Jolly Cone, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled, these powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Spicelli Lane in Reading.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here at Dutch Bros, they're at the grocery outlet, and we are, of course, raising money. It's a fundraiser for Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's Caffeinate for a Cause. However, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Gosh, good morning. People are honking coming by.
We've got a lot of stuff happening here. I mean, Ted Lighty just pulled up behind us and said, we're going to bring on, she just came up to stand, in line in the front to get her coffee, from Orchard Nutrition. What's really amazing is that people are focusing on, what they're putting in their body. Cause we know in the big run, in the long run, that we have to take care of our health. And so for many people who are gluten free, Vicky has brought this new line of wonderful products. In fact, I had a cookie the other day. It was gluten free. That was just amazing. We're going to have Vicky come on and she's going to be also talking about, waffles. So Vicky, come on over.
Today. Come on, Vicky, sit down. You know, we've also got Ted Lighty coming by, and Ted will be on here in a couple minutes talking about self-defense and what we should be doing there. Vicky, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay. Are we here? Okay. Amazing Foods for Life.
Amazing Foods for Life. Yes. We produce muffins and cookies, and today at Orchard from 10 to 1, we'll be doing waffle samples, gluten-free waffles.
Okay. And now I have tested your recipe.
Yes,
here.
You have.
And let me tell you something. It was outstanding.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Oh. That was the goal.
Oh gosh. I tell you what. And you know, I'm not I, as you can usually tell, is I can just stick anything in my mouth here and I'm eating it. But, but you know, one of the things we talked about, why is gluten-free so important?
Well, a lot of athletes, professional athletes are using, going to gluten-free because they're finding better performance in their competitions. Many people are finding that gluten intolerance is a problem in their life, from rashes to, inflammation in their bodies. And so a lot of people are just really taking a closer look.
Well, you know what? I think anything is, as you get older too, you find out your body can't tolerate certain things. And I was always surprised about that, but every doctor I've talked to, a health expert, says as you get older that, things change.
They absolutely do. They change for sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's, you know, but you've launched your line. You're already in a number of stores. I mean, again, this is another business from Reading.
Yes.
That is started, of course, out of Orchard Nutrition.
Absolutely.
Out of your family there, but this is your baby. Now, talking with Vicky, I think one of the problems that she's going to have is being able to find a place big enough to package all the great mixes and food that you have.
Well, I hope that will be a problem. I'm looking forward to that challenge.
Well, you know, one of the things is you're already in a number of stores. Of course, you're in Orchard Nutrition, but uh-huh. You're over on the coast.
Yes, we are in Humboldt County, and Mendocino County, Plumas, Lake County, Butte, several stores in Shasta County here. We're at Tops Market, of course, Orchard Nutrition, Century Market in Shasta Lake City.
Okay. Now see, here's the thing is this something you wanted to do because you saw that this was something that was needed. So, and so you put this whole thing together. The recipes and everything here, for the packaging, the whole enchilada has been yours.
Yeah. It was a big production and really so much fun too. We just, took all of those years of nutrition training from Orchard and all of that knowledge, you know, help from my father and wrapped it up in my professional baking, experiences and came up with a fabulous product. It's very, very simple. You know, you just need, in many products, you just have to add one or two items and in 20 minutes you have baked goods, cookies, muffins.
You can send your kids off with a nutritional meal, and it takes 20 minutes to do it. You can do it the night before, I guess, too.
But absolutely.
And it's just an egg and either butter or coconut oil or this, and boom, that's it.
That's it. You're ready to have cookies
and
or muffins.
Let me tell you, this is outstanding. I can't tell you how good it is. But you get a chance to try it out today. Go down to Orchard Nutrition between 11 and 1, mm-hmm. and it's going to be waffles.
Waffles, yes.
Waffles.
Nice, warm waffles.
Yeah. You know, get over this idea of gluten-free means, ugh, it isn't. It is just great what you've done with it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, well, you know what, Vicky? It's not going to be the only time, because I tell you what, you have come up with something, and again, a local business that's going to be expanding worldwide. And
I hope so.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. This is your talk radio station, and we are on the road out here at Dutch Bros, out here next to the post office and grocery outlet. Come on down. We're raising money for our Turtle Bay Foundation. It's called Caffeinate for a Cause. A dollar from everything bought here today from each one will go to the foundation, as will all the tips. We're donating our tips. We're donating, the baristas are donating their tips. We're all here to help with Turtle Bay. And let's talk to Mike Warren, who is the CEO down there. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for being out here today.
Well, you know what, Mike? This is, as you know, we started as a station to be a community station. And anything that we can do to support our community, we're here. And this is a good cause. Turtle Bay plays an important part in our community.
Yeah, since about 2008, it's government funding for most museums has gone away, and so we have to do it on our own. And, you know, when people come out here to Dutch Brothers, we want to thank them again for donating a dollar a drink and all the tips. When they come out here, it really helps subsidize the school program, the education programs, animal programs that we have at Turtle Bay. We have about 12 to 15,000 people, kids come through each year on the with their classrooms as part of their curriculum, and we charge $4, and all the rest is subsidized by donations like this. So anybody that donates today, it's going to go to a good cause. And I guess I want to say also, Carl, you guys are supportive of us. You're supportive of Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. You're supportive of One Safe Place, the library, and it's you that, you know, kind of ties the community together. We like getting, we're not proud, we'll take any checks, but something, an event like this where you're out here and others are out here really makes a difference. We like seeing the people as much as we do the money.
Well, you know, it's true, and that this is the best part of, one of the greatest things about Reading in our community here is that is how people stand up for each other, even when things are just at the absolutely worst in our economy.
Right.
And you know that, and we're not out of that yet. But people still went out there and were able, that went out to help people, went out to help each other.
I've been in four communities that have been just fantastic, but this one is something special. Other people have noted it to me that have come from other communities. And it's just what you said, Carl. The people contribute to their community either through hard work or through services or goods more than any community I have been in or seen. I remember 911, day that happened, you know, afterwards there's the fire department, I think was out at the mall, maybe a couple other places, and they raised, I forget the amount of money, but it was significant, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I remember listening on the news and hearing that other fire departments were doing the same thing, and I think it was San Francisco or San Jose, you know, they were saying a lot of money, and it was less than what this little community did. The people just step up here in Reading.
They really do. You know, I can't say enough about it. And like you said, you know, the people going by, they're waving, they're putting in money. They're, Dutch Bros is standing up, yeah. Chris and Aaron, and their people here. I can't say enough about them. They too, Chris and Aaron Resnick are always involved in things like this too. I mean, when I'm dancing with the stars, there's Chris.
Right.
Hey, Chris, I won. Anyway. Anyway, Mike Warren, thanks a lot. And thanks a lot for what you do. Now, the next thing, of course, is to get that hotel built.
Okay, we're working on it. Yeah. City's been wonderful. And, you know, we're going down and they should have the appraisals all done. And, that'll be public information. And hopefully McConnell and the city will reach an agreement through the appraisals on purchase of property, and then we're working with the unions, who have been real good to work with, and you know, they've got their position, and we hope to reach some sort of a compromise with them and get the thing rolling. Those are the last two hurdles.
Well, you know, I hope so, because this is going to be good for our community. It's going to be good for the workers here. I mean, I think we need to all have some, you know, everybody looks like wants to make this work.
Everybody does.
And yeah, we need to make this work. Yeah. This is a major part of, again, of our city growing, and taking that next step forward.
Yes. And you said the right words. Everybody wants yes, it to move ahead. There are different, perspectives on how we reach agreement, but you know, when the city is stepping up and the unions are stepping up, even though we disagree on a couple things, because we all want the same thing, it'll happen.
I believe it will. And I think that's a good way to end this segment then. Okay, Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay, and one of the main drivers here. And, again, Turtle Bay, such a significant part of our community.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station, my friends.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the State Finals Championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Public Works Stormwater Program.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You know, how long have you been coming on our show? Gosh, it's been since we were on the other station. Have you not?
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We can hear Carl in the background.
Hey, I'm back. Are we back?
Hello.
Are we on?
You are, sir.
KCNR 1460. Hey, Carl, Linda, Bob, we're out here at Dutch Bros at Grocery Outlet, and we are raising money for Turtle Bay. In this portion of our show, however, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our buddies down there, Chuck and his people, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and of course, the fact they're locally owned and family operated right here. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, 365-3793. We're here with so many people here, Peggy's here. Let's talk about, you know, you're here, you know, you do so much for the Library Foundation, but you here are in support of?
I'm here in support of Turtle Bay. I think, libraries and museums play really unique roles in our community, and it's important that we support those kinds of opportunities for our community. And we really always appreciate your support. I know you and Linda are very supportive of all the cultural and educational aspects of our community, and we really appreciate
that.
We
go from mud runs to tuxedos, and you've got a mud run coming here, right?
We do. This Saturday we have our first Nash Ranch Mud Mash at the historic Nash Ranch on Old Oregon Trail. We have over 340 runners registered to get down and dirty and muddy. We also have a free fun walk, so anybody who wants to come out and watch those people get down and dirty and muddy are more than welcome to come. Starts at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I tell you what, having participated in one of these, we had marine mud runs, 20 years ago before they became popular like this. I mean, it was... It took like 3 days to get all the mud off, but this is a lot of fun here.
This will be a lot of fun, and there's obstacles
and everything. So.
And Mother Nature has cooperated with us this week in helping make that mud, so it's going to be.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there any truth to the rumor that they were they were cleaning out some of the stables and dumping that into the mud just to give it that right consistency?
Oh no, we're going to have pumpkin mash.
Pumpkin mash. Okay, that's even better.
When
does that start then?
It starts at 8:30 on this Saturday to the 28th, September 28th.
All right, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Okay. So many things going on.
Oh, it's a busy, busy weekend.
It is. Okay, well, Peg, thanks
a lot.
Thank
you. I'm off to get my coffee for Turtle Bay.
There you go.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, we want to talk about a couple more things here in our last 5 minutes that we have, but one of them, of course, is the Mash Bash. The Mash Bash 2013 fundraiser, again, Saturday. It starts at 5:30 p.m. and it goes to 11, but it's just an outstanding way to support the Northern California Veterans Museum, which they're in the process of opening up, getting a new building right now, and opening it up one more time. Everything is, of course, in great storage, but this is the Mash Bash 2013 fundraiser. It's $35 in advance or $40 at the door. It has silent auctions, they have live drawings, they have raffles, live music, costume contests. All donations are tax deductible. So give them a call out there out there at the Air Shasta Rotor and Wing, which is where it's going to be hangar out there.
I just want to thank everybody who's standing in line or waiting in line. We've got all these cars, and we've had a fantastic – you know what? A big shout-out to Kevin from Holiday Harbor. Came by, did a very – he's just a wonderful – we've had so many people in the community that are coming by and giving their dollar tip, and I'm sitting over here with my tip. Ted, can you – do you mind?
Yeah, go. There's a woman over there.
There's a woman over there putting a dollar.
The blonde lady.
And our founder, Chris of Dutch Brothers. Good morning.
Hey, Chris, come on over and get on here. You are really going for it right now, and we are really proud of you and Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we've just been making the rounds to all the shops. They're all super busy. It's awesome to see the support right now. It's amazing.
Well, you know what, for you, I realize that you put out a lot on this one in the sense of offering up all your business here to help Turtle Bay, but that is not unusual if people knew you. You were one of the quiet people that support so much of our community, and you need to be having a public applause here, which is what you're
getting. Thank you. Yeah, we got a lot of great people around us, and this event has come together. It's just amazing to see, so it's really cool to see how many people are out.
Well, what have you know, we've been here since 6 o'clock and you couldn't ask for better staff members that are taking their boxes and they're smiling and they're laughing. And we've watched the construction workers and the trucks and the people taking their kids to school. It's been this array of people. Look at this. You're stacked up with people and you have generously teamed up with Turtle Bay with a dollar of every cup of coffee that is sold today will go to Turtle Bay
and all the tips.
Their exploration park.
Cup of coffee, a dollar from every drink.
So it's every drink, coffee, anything
smoothies,
you get.
You know, flavored energy drinks, everything. So, yeah.
And also all the tips there. Your guys are coming up with that too.
It's,
right?
Yeah, up to our crew. If they're into doing that, we're not going to tell them they have to. So it's up to them. So, yeah.
But you can still fill up ours.
Yep. Yeah, you can fill up Carl and Linda's. And I'm going to go actually help them right now.
All right. Thanks, Chris. And of course, we're live here on Industrial and on Churn Creek. And now we're going to bring on Ted. Ted
Lighty,
over here and
take
the seat next to Carl Bott. And thank you so much for your generous donations. Again, yeah, we got a few minutes left.
You know, tomorrow we're going to have a great show too. But Ted, all these things, all these gun bills. Ted's just a great instructor in weapons and concealed carry. You've got a woman's only class coming up here, right?
I got a woman's only class coming up on the 9th to 10th of November. And we're going to have a couple of VIP ladies there at our women's only class. And so it should be really good. We're going to do the reveal on who that will be later on in October. In addition, you and I've got that CCW2 class coming up on the 26th of October that we're going to teach.
That's right. So anyway, it's a what a great day today. And thanks for your donations here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I can't say enough about the Resners. Not only are they great Ducks fans, Oregon Ducks, which is a big deal to us here. when I first met Chris, I contacted him about from the Veteran Service Officer when I was a Veteran Service Officer was volunteering there. They do a veteran's coffee for $2 here. Any coffee drink, any time for $2, medium.
Well,
most people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but now they do.
Yeah,
so,
$2.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to run here. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be my co-host, and we've got a lot of surprises coming up for you tomorrow on Friday and with the show. We're having, I can't say enough again. For Dutch Brothers down here, a dollar from every drink, any drink they have, and they are donating to Turtle Bay. So come on down and help. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. I mean, know who they are out here. Well, listen to you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Won't be turned around.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. With the new healthcare exchanges open for enrollment next Tuesday, President Obama's in Maryland promoting them. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is back at the White House.
3.5 years after he signed it into law and just 5 days before it becomes a reality, President Obama is still defending his signature healthcare law. At a community college, the president said he will not allow Republicans to undermine the law by using federal spending authority as a negotiating chip.
I will not negotiate on anything when it comes to the full faith and credit of the United States of America.
The president says predictions of higher premiums and other problems with the law have not proven true, and he urged Americans to go to the health exchange websites Tuesday and see it for themselves. Chris?
Thanks, Mike. So will House Republicans shut down the government over the defunding of Obamacare? The latest on that fight from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in D.C.
And can the House pass a so-called clean, amendment-free spending bill?
I do not see that happening.
House Speaker John Boehner.